How's this for a start to the outdoor track season? The Prescott Cardinals girls and boys track and field teams went over to Altoona for a meet on Monday, and both teams won the meet. It just continues the trend of the Prescott Cardinals track and field team's work during this offseason and through the indoor portion of the schedule. Head coach Emily Calabrese joined KDWA Sports for an update.
I would say I was actually most impressed with just the resiliency that our kids showed. I mean, it was far from a beautiful day. There was some wind, it was cold, it was a little bit wet, but they did fantastic for their first outdoor meet of the year. A lot of these kids, it's their first outdoor meet ever since they're new to the team or freshmen. So they just kind of hammered through the elements and did fantastic in our first outdoor meet.
The Cardinal girls kept an arm's length distance away from second place Fall Creek throughout the meet.
Yeah, so the girls actually came out on top 119 to a second place 97 Fall Creek, which is a very, very good team. So that was awesome on the girls' side. All of our relays did fantastic all around, girls and boys. But the girls 4x1 actually was very impressive to me. We had some handoff trouble on Friday, so it was nice to see them kind of come together yesterday and be able to get it done. Sophie Ripley won the 400 with a very impressive 61. Shortly after there, Ava Budworth constantly ticking down on her time this year. Abby O ran a fantastic 800, dipping below 240 for the first time this year. We had three girls 2-milers who all placed us in the top five. Our field events, we were hitting some PRs that you wouldn't expect to hit, like Kiana Severson in long jump finally broke into the 15s. Makaria, I know later last week, had some fantastic discus throws. And then yesterday, things just didn't quite all come together, but she still threw great for a second-place finish. And yeah, our girls all around did very, very well as a team.
The boys also owned the Altoona meet on Monday from start to finish.
Yeah, so our boys won the meet 167. McDonald Central was second with a 103. So that was a quite dominating team score there from our boys. It was really fun to see them all just kind of rally together, getting really excited for each other, for being able to score and hit some big marks. Specifically, Dylan Eliason. Wow. He came out for his first time ever triple jumping, hit 40 feet 6 inches, which is incredible. He's really enjoying the event and just enjoying the sport in general. He's trying hurdling, he's sprinting, he's jumping. I mean, he's just taking it all in as a first-year senior. Our boys 4x1 is actually first time out less than a second away from the school record from last year. So that's exciting. Boys 4x4 had an awesome finish. Breck and Schumer ended up splitting a 52 to come back with the win for the 4x4. Field events, JP won the shot put. Josh Peterson, big throw there and didn't even hit his best for the year yet. Same with David. Both of them had awesome throws and discus as well. They're really coming together for some impressive marks early on.
Meet number two of the week for the Cardinals takes us to Elk Mound on Thursday. Coach Calabrese with a preview.
Yes, we have an unlimited meet at Elk Mound. We went there last year for the first time. They have a beautiful facility. They run a great meet. So we're excited to head out there again and give all the kids on the team an opportunity to compete. And then next week, we will hit St. Croix Central and Ellsworth for a little bit more conference teams there. And then we'll continue on a little bit closer to home from there on out, I think.
Stay tuned for more on the Cardinal Tracksters.